Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Finney and Josh proudly present to you the greatest podcast in the world. And it's our favorite season again, ladies and gentlemen. So I just have one question to all my Big Brother fans.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do?
Oh yeah.
You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you better get ready. Bow to the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Big Brother Season! And this year, I'ma say what I wanna say. I want a motherfucking white winner. I want somebody Caucasian to win this motherfucker. I do not want a black three-peat. I do not want a black three-peat. Taylor is the worst winner in Big Brother history. This bitch, Taylor, got Indy out and Brittany out. And she won this fucking game because she was a black woman who quote unquote got bullied. Monty got Michael out and he didn't get shit. But I'm not even mad at Monty because he should never took Taylor to begin with. He should took Turner's gay ass. But that's another story. That's another story. So let's talk about this game, Big Brother. So I'm not gonna hold you guys up. I just wanna do my worst to first and who I think is gonna win this game and who I want to win. Now, like I said, I don't want nobody black to win this show. I'm sorry if it sounds racist, but fuck that shit. I don't want nobody black to win this shit, especially a black woman. We only got one black man in the season, but it's always the black man who sacrifices his game protecting the black woman. So let's just start off. We got this bitch named America Lopez. I'm honestly hoping she wins. I'm hoping she wins. America Lopez, a.k.a. A-Lo. Nothing bad to say about her. I believe she's a Latina because her name is Lopez. So, you know, I'm going to put her in the winner's bracket. We got this Chinese bitch, Blue Kim. Man, she's going to be a pre-jury boot. She look like a fake-ass rock star. Nobody want this Chinese bitch to win. We got a fucking stud, Jeff Hardy looking ass bitch named Bowie Jane. This bitch is 45 and she said she's gonna tell everyone that she's 35 or 34 or some shit like this. She look like another pre-jury boot. And my pick to win the shit, let's go with my nigga Cam. Nigga Cam Harden, he's 34. He's from Georgia. This nigga look like an aight pick. You know what I mean? This goofy looking motherfucker named Corey. I believe he's Zach's brother. This nigga might go out far. Oh, Lord. We got this bald-haired black lady. She's in pink. She might be a cancer survivor. Her name is Felicia. I know she's retired. She's from Tacoma. She's probably going to be the bitch on the block every week. And that's just what it is. She's going to be on the block every week. And, you know, they probably drag her to the final four. But she's definitely going on the block week one. We got this fake Braxton looking nigga named Hassam Gui. This nigga 45 from Minnesota. This Braxton wannabe from Jamie Foxx looking ass. I don't know if he black. I don't know what the fuck this nigga is. I'll be undecided on him. Oh Lord, we got this another stud. Another gay bitch. Why the fuck they got two gay bitches on this show? She looked like a goofy. She's from New York, unfortunately. And she plays the flute for a living. She looked like the type of bitch to go far in this, though. She looked like the type of bitch to go far in this. She probably gonna try to eat some pussy. Oh, Lord. This Punjabi nigga, he gotta be the first boot. I hope they get rid of this Punjabi turban motherfucker first. Like, it is what it is, yo. He be in the block week one next to the black lady. Got a dude named Jared Fields, only black nigga on the show. He wearing a pink shirt. I don't know if he a faggy or bisexual, but you know, his mother's supposed to be some Survivor legend, but I don't watch fucking Survivor, so I don't give a fuck. Kristen, this bitch Kristen, she's Dominican, I guess. Dominican and black. She alright looking. She might go. She might make it to jury. She's alright. She got some big titties. Who the fuck is this fake ass nigga Luke doing the people's eyebrow looking like Kyle? Fuck this motherfucking nigga. Hopefully he's racist and he hate the black people and want to get him out. But he look like a fucking clown who might just be an easy target. We got a nigga named Matt. Fake ass Tyler. I heard he deaf, so if he deaf, shout out this nigga and, you know, he might have a hearing aid. Hopefully his hearing aid don't get wet in the competition. Mercedes, she from out here where I'm from, Upper Marlboro. I need this bitch to go. Nothing against her, but we already got black women in these chats calling her black queen and all this. This bitch ain't even step foot in the house and she's already a black queen. She's the next Davon, the next Taylor fucker out of here. So I hope she go before jury. We got Red Utley. He look like a fucking Duck Dynasty motherfucker. He's on the wrong show. Look like he might be an AFP. He look like he don't know shit about the show. Hopefully this Dudley looking motherfucker, goes pretty quick. We got Ryla Smitley, this bitch from Portland. It's not but whores in Portland, so she gonna suck some dick on the show. Mark my word, she gonna try to suck off that nigga Matt or the other white boy that did people's eyebrow. Mark my word, Riley's fucking something on the show. Youngest person in the house, and she's a bartender. She's sucking dick. So, how do I think shit is gonna go? I'll probably see Blue Kim going first. Punjabi's going home first. Then Blue Kim. Then they're gonna get this black nigga out of here. So those probably be the first couple boots. And maybe Duck Dynasty, yo. But, you know, that's just how I feel. Sorry I did this shit late, but, you know, stay tuned, motherfuckers. Big Brother's back.